From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Kellogg. The Missouri Gaming Commission has adopted emergency rules to implement a new law overseeing daily fantasy sports websites. The law signed by Governor Jay Nixon takes effect August 28th, but its provisions still have to go through a public comment period before they become permanent next spring. General Counsel Ed Greewatch says the emergency rules will allow fantasy sports sites to legally operate in Missouri during the interim.
You can start legally playing for any company that files this application with us before October 1st. In other words, if somebody files an application on September 14th, on that day you're legal to play with that company.
The rules cover such things as applying for a fantasy sports operator's license, an operator's responsibilities, fees, and records, license suspensions, and lists of people banned from playing. Events are already underway in Philadelphia on this final day of the Democratic National Convention. The Missouri delegation heard directly this morning from vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine. The Virginia senator took the opportunity to focus on his strong connections to the Show Me State.
It's really a place that I feel so powerfully about. And also, it's a key part of who I am politically. I just came from a meeting where people kind of asked me to describe myself. I said, I'm a Harry Truman Democrat.
Kaine went to high school and university in Missouri. The convention will wrap up tonight with Hillary Clinton formally accepting the party's presidential nomination. Missouri election officials are predicting 31% of registered voters will cast ballots in next Tuesday's primary elections. If the prediction holds true, that would be the highest voter turnout in a Missouri primary since 2004. Nearly 36% of voters turned out in that election a dozen years ago, when then-Auditor Claire McCaskill defeated Governor Bob Holden in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. The top draw that year was a constitutional amendment limiting marriage to one man and one woman. This year, the four-way Republican governor's primary has drawn the most public attention and campaign spending. The ballot also includes contested primaries for Missouri's other statewide offices. The turnout projections range from a low of 16% in Platte County to a high of nearly 68% in Hickory County. A judge has found that two members of the Missouri Clean Water Commission violated their duty to be impartial while considering a proposed large hog breeding operation in mid-Missouri. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Chairman Todd Parnell of Springfield and member Ashley McCarty of Novinger won't be able to take part in discussions or votes on the Callaway farrowing permit under Tuesday's ruling. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green found that the two members sought information outside the legal record during a March 2015 tour of hog operations in Callaway County. Green wrote that during the tour, Parnell asked questions comparing the farms being visited to the Callaway farrowing operation. McCarty drove by the Callaway farrowing property in her own vehicle. The head of the Missouri Veterans Commission has been placed on paid leave after jurors awarded nearly $3 million in damages to a former employee who claimed discrimination and harassment over her dismissal. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that the commission is offering no details on the executive director Larry Kaye's status. Commission spokesman Daniel Bell described the situation yesterday as a personnel matter. Bell said the deputy director Brian Hunt is the acting executive director until further notice. Last week, jurors awarded Pat Roe Kerr $1.3 million in actual damages and $1.6 million in punitive damages. Kerr's attorneys argued that she was dismissed because Kaye has a problem with older, successful women. Kaye and the commission had said her dismissal was due to budget cuts at the time. I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.